Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones, I got a question for you.
I'm ready.
Okay. You know the what would you do for a Klondike bar idea?
No, totally.
Yeah, okay. Well, I want to apply it to football for a second.
Okay.
Our beloved Seattle Seahawks.
I like this. Klondike bars and football.
Yeah, yeah. Also, there's that beer commercial where it's like about, it's not weird if it works, kind of superstition stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
There's one where it's like a guy rubbing his friend's head while they're watching, you know, an important play.
Come on, tell the truth. Does that happen to you?
You know, people have touched my head before, and it does make me mad. I deal with a little bit of rage.
But
anyway,
does the team win?
Oh, no. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Okay, so here's my question. If you could get the Seahawks into the Super Bowl.
Into the Super
yeah,
Bowl?
Yeah, in. Yeah, that's as far as this goes. Just in.
What about win? I want them to win it.
That's their work.
All right.
Yeah, what would you do? I mean, I'm talking like personal sacrifice, compromise.
Okay, I'll answer in the form of a question.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to wear the same pair of underwear until Super Bowl Sunday to get them into the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
Me too.
Absolutely.
I would wash them every night.
Uh-huh.
I sleep with no underwear. Doesn't mean I don't have something on. Like just, you know, sleep with no underwear.
Uh-huh.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in.
That's too easy for me though.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'd let my daughter start wearing makeup now.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Total compromise. You
uh-huh.
know?
Like, yeah, sure.
Moral compromise on my part. Yeah. I mean, she's 12. I would preach in Crocs and not say anything about it.
No.
Yeah, I'd
no
do
way.
I would do it.
You're telling me if Pete Carroll walked into the office and said, look, I got the inside track with the refs, the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
We're guaranteed, Pastor Brian, to be in the Super Bowl. You just have to wear Crocs.
Yeah.
You can't tell anyone.
Yeah, I would do it. Yeah.
Wow.
I would change my stance on women in ministry. I'd be totally against it and own it. Okay, maybe not. I'm joking about that one. Yeah.
Hey, I have some questions for you about compromise, about, you know, I think a lot of people view being the top dog, which you are. You're the leader of the organization, leader of the church. My daughter, Andrea, always says to me, Dad, Pastor Brian's the boss. He's in charge.
Uh-huh, right.
A lot of people would see that role as very black and white.
Yeah.
Is that the way you see it? Has that been your experience as the boss?
No. I mean, I remember coming into this being a new thing, and Pastor DJ would always come up to me and like want to know, what's my policy on this and what's your stance on that? And, you know, what color do you want this thing? And I remember my initial reaction to all those questions was, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
IDK.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't care. I'm not sure. Talk to me later. No idea. There's no right answer. I really don't see a lot of my role as the Lord over black and white, you know?
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of unanswered questions that I have. And, and for me, it's like, I'm working with people, working with a team, and I'm not a dictator. Like, maybe there's some things that I am that way. You know, I got a design eye and care about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've made rules before, black and white rules. Like, there will be no Comic Sans
on signage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. No handwritten signs. Illegal. Can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, occasionally about some things, but they're really unimportant things. They're not significant things. I think actually for me, the bigger the issue, the more gray it becomes.
Okay, well then, so you're saying, I guess what you're saying is there is, the longer you've been in ministry.
Yeah.
This isn't a new thing, right?
No.
As you've gone on, is there more black and white or is there more gray?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe there's not an easy answer for that because it's probably a little bit of both. And I'd say overall, as I get older, I see more gray.
Hmm.
In my beard,
right.
You know, the little hair I do have on my head, but actually, I mean, the way I see life, and I think it comes from slowing down, being a little more compassionate. I think when I was younger, I was, everything is black and white, you know, my way or the highway, this is how it is. And now I realize there's a lot more subtleties and nuance and things to consider. I actually think a lot of Christianity has lost the ability to wrestle through nuance and multiple issues at the same time and come out of that wrestling match and say, yeah, it's actually not this or that. There's a little bit of both going on here.
Yeah. So I guess how do you know? I mean, you've been at this a while, leading, not
right.
just head of the church, but head of a youth ministry.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know when to apply? Like, okay, this is a situation where I need to be black and white, and this is a situation that's going to mm-hmm. require mm-hmm. some gray.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, you know, luckily I still am a person who has authority over me, and so those who are in charge of me, when they lay down laws, like, that's the way it is. And, you mm-hmm. know, I submit to it, roll with it, like, that's just how it's going to be. I was a staff member for a long time, and what my pastor wanted and what he said was the law, the rules, I followed and yeah. didn't rebel from those. I wanted to get my ear pierced, and I asked him, you know, like, hey, can I get my ear pierced? He said no. And I actually thought about, like, going gray, like,
yeah.
piercing it anyway and showing up. And then, like, if he got mad, just taking it out and yeah. wearing something to keep it, you know, keep it open so I could do it when I was away. But I decided, no, I'm going to actually follow the rules. I think everything else for me is on the table. Like, I'm willing to have discussions about anything, think through anything, not come with a pre-selected answer. Besides, like, there's a God and he's good and we're sinful creatures and need a savior. But I think besides that, I'm willing to have discussions about pretty much anything and wrestle through the issues. And come out not with maybe just a 100%, it's only going to fit in this box or that box, but, you know, there's a lot of gray area here. Mm-hmm. There's a guy, French dude, André Jade, and he said, the color of truth is gray. I like that. All right. Hey, just wrapping up here today, because time is going quick, I wanted to give you a little promo of what's coming this week on the blog. Doing a 3-part series on spin. You know what spin is? Like mm-hmm. spinning the truth.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt.
Yeah. So on Tuesday, can we just admit it? Can we just talk about this issue of spin? Wednesday is spin and my ego. And Thursday is a question. Can we redeem spin? Look forward to seeing you there. And actually, on the bottom of today's post, would you go ahead and comment
yes.
on what you would do to
wanna
get the...
Hear.
Yeah,
to we want to hear this.
I want to know what you'd get the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, what you would do, you know, what you would risk, compromise, or sacrifice.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.